Our U.S. senators weren't there Saturday, but just about every other elected official in the region descended on Santa Rosa High School to speak before the crowd and let fire survivors know that the recovery is steaming along. James Gore recently succeeded Shirley Zane as chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors.
There are two things that guide me and our board and Shirley and I and everybody. And that's number one is making sure that we don't fail you. Why? Because at this point, you didn't have any choice to get evacuated from your house or not, to receive an Amber Alert or not, to get to where you went that night, to get to a safe place for the coming weeks, the coming months, or even now, how your insurance company is dealing with you. You finally have a say in what happens going forward. That fire did not make you a victim. If we fail you in this world, that's what would be victimizing. So what we're doing right now is the Board of Supervisors, from now through the mid-February, we're going to be having all of our board meetings focused on our recovery and our resilience plan. Recovery is how we get back to basic level of where we were. Resiliency is how we come out of this stronger. And when I say that, we're talking about natural disaster preparedness, making sure our communities are safe and prepared and resilient to what's coming on, and not platitudes. Things like how do we get vegetation management this year up into the hills so that we don't have another fire come next year for the areas where the fuel loading still exists that didn't burn this round. How we make sure that the Office of Emergency Services at the County of Sonoma is prepared to do everything in its power to get out to you the word and the messages you need and the other constituents need in this area. This is our number one focus. I want to assure you that our goal is that you don't have to spend a single extra dollar outside of what potentially staff time would be to actually execute things like your plan checks and your permits. So we are negotiating with private providers. We are negotiating internally.
Those negotiations, Gore and others said, should result in more help, less red tape, and reduced fees for all the permitting that's necessary to rebuild. That promise brought smiles and chuckles to those in the audience already dealing with bureaucratic headaches.
I see some people laughing, and I respect that because you're wondering if we're going to deliver for you. And that's actually my challenge, is that I do want to look at that, and I want you to, instead of scoffing when I say we're here for you, is for you to look at us 6 months from now and say, they didn't just do government as usual. They did what was needed to benefit me. So I take that as constructive criticism. We're going to have board meetings on the 29th to cover our housing and our permitting. We'd love for you to join us. That's going to be a special meeting. We're going to continue throughout the month of February to build that recovery and resilience plan. If we do not hear from you, we can't act on your concerns. Even if that's frustrations,